Well, I have an older Honda snowblower. It's not real big. It's a 5.5 horse, so it's all metal. You don't push it; it drives by itself. It needs to drive by itself, and it does. And it works well in light and heavier snow. I found that too large of a snowblower is kind of counterproductive because it can't handle the real wet stuff. The slop just gets all messed up in there because of the size of But no, mine works good. One of my sons gave it to me. He got it for nothing, I got it for nothing, and I did have some work to do on it last year. And it was down most of the winter, actually. It was down from one big snowstorm. It was down, it was a long time before we had another one. And by that time, I had it going again, along with my grandson, who was helping me with it, do it, etc., whatever. And just as luck would have it, he was using it when it broke. And, well, of course, at that time, it just broke. He didn't do it. He didn't do nothing to it. A spring broke, and that was the spring that makes the blower work. You got a lever you push to make the blower work. Well, without that spring in there, it wouldn't work. And was interesting, but it works. It's easily fixed. Those are really nice to work on. I gotta say that for sure. And programming the Bofang, oh yeah, very easy. I do it manually from the radio, and it's that easy. K A 9 S X H.